In this lecture, we deal with Nitya Sevas and Utsava Sevas, daily and festive rituals celebrated and performed at the Tirumala temple and the corresponding songs written by Annamacharya to those Sevas. The main deity in the sanctum of Tirumala is self-manifest, Swayambhu, and not carved or shaped by any human or celestial sculptor. This is known as Dhruvabhaira, immobile, permanently fixed icon in stone. The Vaikhanasa texts insist this is Dhruvabhaira is unfit to be worshipped by worldly people whose interests are ordinary and desires mundane. This can be worshipped only by those who are selfless and engage themselves in spiritual endeavor. Anarchayam Dhruvabhairam Sakamanam Anuchitam Samsarashraminamidam. Therefore, for purposes of formal worship, a Kautuka Bhaira, an Achyamurti, is installed near the main idol, and the power of the main idol is invoked into the Archamurti, which can be worshipped formally by the worldly people as well as by the spiritual aspirants. Avahaya Kautike Tasmat Nityam Vidhivat Archayet. In the hill shrine, this Archamurti, Kautika Bhaira, is represented by a small silver replica of the hill god known as Bhoga Srinivasa. This idol was made and consecrated by Samavayi, a Pallava princess, in 966 AD. There are some historians who date Samavayi to 614 AD. This idol is intimately connected with the Dhruvamurti by means of a silk cord at the time of installation. A gold link and silk cord are used to maintain the connection, and the device is known as Sambandha Kutya, literally a bunch of 32 blades of grass. Therefore, all pujas are normally performed to the Bhoga Srinivasa, and the decorations are made to the main deity. For festivals, there is another idol which is used and is known as Utsavamurti, and in Tirumala it is called Malayappa Perumal with Sridevi and Bhudevi. The Vaikhanasagama recommends puja 6 times a day, Pratyusham, Prabhatam, Majjahnam, Aparahnam, Sayankalam and Nishi. In fact, there is a concession offered in the Vaikhanasagama if this is not followed. A minimum of one puja should be performed if 6 times is not possible. Shatkalam va, Trikalam va, Dvikalam, Ekakalam va, Pujanam, Devadevasya. In fact, there are only really 2 pujas performed extenso in Tirumala. One in the morning is called Tomala Seva, and the other is the Ekanta Seva at night. Sri Ramanujacharya, 1017-1137 AD, the great Acharya and the leader of Sri Vaishnava community, had regularized the worship in the hill shrine. It appears he might have visited the hill shrine at least 3 times during his lifetime, according to the inscriptions available. Ramanuja was an enthusiastic supporter of the Pancharatra system of worship, but on the hill, the Vaikhanasa mode of worship continues from the times immemorial till today. Ramanuja did not impose his ideology on the way of the worship. The Vaikhanasa priests agreed to accommodate some of the Pancharatra practices. At present, there are about 450 festivals in 365 days performed at the hill shrine. The introduction of Kautuka Bhaira, Bhoga Srinivasa, was in a sense correcting an initial lapse. In fact, Kautuka Bhaira is also called Achyamurti, the real icon fit to be worshipped. The very first seva in the morning is known as Suprabhata Seva, which should have started along the closing years of 14th century or early years of 15th century. Pratiwadi Bhayankar Annan, who composed Suprabhatam in Sanskrit slokas, flourished in the days of Vedanta Deshika. Historians believe the Tamil Prabandham songs known as Tirupalli Eluchi, which is used for waking up the deity while in bed, should have been started during the time 1330-1360 AD, when the idol of Sriranganatha was kept at Tirumala. The first preliminary ritual associated after Suprabhata is the removal of the flowers used during the worship of the previous day. In the second preliminary ritual, the Kautuka Bhaira is moved from the Shayana Mantapa and taken back to the sanctum. There are many songs describing Suprabhat Seva or requesting the god to wake up. In fact, the most famous Sanskrit verse, Kausalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashardula Kartavyam Daivamanikam, is the shloka from Valmiki Ramayana when Vishwamitra took Rama and Lakshmana along with him. This is the shloka he addressed to Rama and requested him to wake up because there is a divine obligation awaiting to be done during the day. Annamacharya and his family have been associated with the temple probably from 1424 AD. In his thousands of compositions, He has variety and huge canvas to describe the Lord, to depict His devotion and to dedicate His songs at His lotus feet. One of the most popular compositions of Annamacharya requesting the Lord to wake up runs like this. Vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu pannagapu domatera paikettavelayya tellavare jamekke devatulu munulu allanalla nanta ninta nadivo vare challani tammireekula sarasyapu kannulu mellamellane vichi melukonnalevayya. Different varieties of appeals are waiting to be heard. Raise the serpentine mosquito net and get up. It has dawned already. The gods and the saints are all there waiting for you. Vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu pannagapu domatera paiketta velayya in Bauli now presented.
Vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu pannagapu domatera paiketta velayya vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu pannagapu domatera paiketta velayya vinnapalu vinavale vinta vintalu. తెల్లవారె జామెక్కే దేవతలు మునులు అల్లనల్లనంత నింత అదివోవారే చల్లని తమ్మిరే కుల సారసపు కన్నులు మెల్లమెల్లనే వీచి మేలుకొనవేలయ్య విన్నపాలు వినవలే వింత వింతలు పన్నగపు దోమతెర పైకెత్తవేలయ్య విన్నపాలు వినవలే వింత వింతలు. పొంకపు శేషాదులు తుంబురు నారదులు పంకజ భవాదులు నీ పాదాలు చేరి అంకెలనున్నారు లేచి అలమేలు మంగను వెంకటేశుడారేపలు విచ్చి చూచిలేవయ్య విన్నపాలు వినవలే వింత వింతలు పన్నగపు దోమతెర పైకెత్తవేలయ్య విన్నపాలు వినవలే వింత వింతలు.